This year's May Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke, every sweep, every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.
W3.
Thanks very much, guys, and you join us. We are halfway through the W3 division, so already got some bumps happening in front of me. I'm standing at first post corner. I've got three bumps that I can confirm. Trinity Hall 2, they've been bumped by Queens 2. First and third 2 have been bumped by Magdalen 2. Clare Hall 1 have been bumped by Sydney Sussex 2. And as I stand on first post corner, the final two boats are just going past me now. It's Comerton 2 and Fitz 2. I'll quickly give you a rundown of what of the order, and then I'll head over to Pete at Grassy. So the rundown is Wolfson 1, Christ 2, Trinity Hall 2, who I've already said have been bumped by Queens 2, Corpus 1, Pembroke 3, Selwyn 2. I think Selwyn 2 had it down to about a quarter of a length from Pembroke 3 as he went round first post corner. Caps 2, Girton 2, first and third 2, who were bumped by Moreland 2. We then had Murray Edwards 2, Newnham 3, Emma 3. That all looked close between those three. Clare Hall 1, who were bumped by Sussex 2, Homerton 2, and Fitz 2. Pete, are you at Grassy? Pete's not on the line, but he's not at Grassy. So I can confirm those three bumps. Trinity Hall 2, they were bumped by Queens 2. First and third 2 were bumped by Magdalen 3, and Clare Hall 1 were bumped by Sydney Sussex 2. As I look in front of me, I can see Girton. They also, it looks, they look like they were going for a row, but it's Queens who are in fact pulled in front of me, getting the green blades confused. Queens looking very happy with their bump on Trinity Hall 2. So a couple of interesting tussles which we will keep an eye out on for you, particularly Pembroke 3 and Selwyn 2. As they went round first post corner, it was down to about a quarter of a length. There was a bit of confusion off the start because only one cannon was fired. We believe there's still maybe problems with the gunpowder and the cannon. I hope that was the neck brace. And so we have three bumps which we can confirm initially, and potentially a couple more provisional bumps to come, particularly Selwyn 2 on Pembroke 3. We will try and get those bumps confirmed as soon as possible. But for now... Oh, they are. Oh, that's nice. We will head over. Adam, you are at Disson Corner. What can you see?
Hello. Yes, well, so far we've got about five crews coming onto the reach. It is very windy, and all of the crews seem to be struggling a bit with that. We've had Wolfson row over about five lengths clear of Christ. Then behind them, Corpus. They're, of course, chasing the overbump. They're currently about four lengths behind, so that doesn't look on. Behind them are Pembroke, W3. They seem to have got that down to about one length coming up to the kink. So keep an eye on that one. Selwyn and St. Cat's have not come around the corner. Is there someone able to confirm the bump on there?
Yeah, I'll try and find that one out for you, Adam. It doesn't look to have happened before Grassy, but potentially it's happened just after Grassy. Those three boats that you mentioned, okay, Pembroke, Selwyn, and St. Cat's, they were all very close as they went past me at first post. But it looks like then, so we have had a bump on St. Cat's on Selwyn. We'll try and confirm that as soon as possible. Back to you, Adam.
Yeah, as for the first and third, and Morden have bumped out, so Murray Edwards have just come around the corner. Now there's about 6 lengths clear with no boats come around the corner. So I'm expecting Newnham and Emma to have bumped out, and Homerton W2 and Fitz W2 as well have also not come around the corner. Andy, can you confirm bumps on those?
I will do that as soon as possible. I'm walking around, heading towards Grassy Corner, where it looks like there was quite a lot of action. But yes, if those boats haven't passed you, it looks like that is right. So I'll give a provisional
Andy.
Rundown of what we believe happened. Yes, go on, Adam.
Okay, I'm at Disson Corner now. There's overlap between Fitz W2 and Homerton W2 as they come onto the long reach. The gap is currently about 2 feet. I'm right alongside. A Homerton seem as if they're holding him currently. There is still just been 2 feet,
Adam,
between the boats as we come along.
And so, Adam, no other boats have gone past you. So Emma and Newnham, they have not gone past you. So it's just Homerton and Fitz who we are looking out for.
Yes, there is now 3 feet of overlap. The battle ball is now level with the cards. Bank parties are whistling furiously at their crews, trying to muster up any kind of motivation, but they are still being held at Overland.
Well, it looks as if we will have a bump down there on the long reach. Adam, if you can follow that one for us for the next minute or so, I'll give a provisional rundown of what we believe has happened whilst you keep an eye on the battle between Homerton 2 and Fitz 2. So they're at the top of the division. Remember, this is the women's third division. Wolfson 1 and Christ 2 both rode over. Trinity Hall 2 were bumped by Queens 2 before first post corner. We then had Corpus Christi 1, Pembroke 3, both looked set for row over. Selwyn 2 nearly caught Pembroke 3, but actually got bumped in the end by St. Cat's 2. Girton 2 rode over. Fat 2 were bumped by Magdalen 2. Murray Edwards 2 going to have a comfortable row over because Noonan 3 were bumped by Emma 3 behind them. And then Clare Hall 1 bumped by Sydney Sussex 2. And then finally, we've lastly boats Homerton 2 and Fitz 2. Any more news, Adam?
Yes, I can confirm that there has been a bump. Fitz W2 on Homerton W2. That's happened just about 100 metres before the kink. Homerton looks like potentially they could have held them. They stayed at about 2 feet of overlap for a good couple hundred metres, but they just couldn't quite hold off it.
So that is a bump. And whereabouts did that bump happen, Adam? About halfway down the long reach?
It's about halfway down the long reach, yes. That's correct, Andy. Both crews now
okay,
just coming over.
Okay, great. Lots of bumps towards the end of the division. I'll just reiterate those last three bumps. So starting from the bottom of the division, Fitz 2 caught Homerton 2, Sydney Sussex 2 caught Clare Hall 1, and Emma 3 caught Noonan 3. That is all the bumping action we believe has happened. We will have the finalised results for you as soon as possible.
May bumps.
Cam FM. Results.
The confirmed results are rowovers for Wolfson W1 and Christ W2, Queens W2 bumped up and Trinity Hall W2, Corpus Christi W1 and Pembroke W3 both rowed over, St. Catharines W2 bumped up and Selwyn W2, Girton W2 rowed over, Fat W2 were bumped by Magdalen W2, Murray W2 rowed over, Unum W3 were bumped by Emma W3, and Clare Hall W1 were bumped by Sydney Sussex W2. And finally, Homerton W2 were bumped by Fitzwilliam W2.
May bumps.
Cam FM.